Michael Bazia is the focal person at St. Teresa Mission Hospital in Zara County for leprosy patients. He says his office registered 40 leprosy cases during outreach campaign programs in areas of Maridi and Zara counties of Western Equatoria State. He says the hospital is treating 9 cases of leprosy, adding that there are more cases in the other parts of the state.
There are many cases in the community which we could not reach due to lack of transport. It seems leprosy is a negligent disease because there is no support from the government for leprosy cases like other diseases.
He says the hospital is treating 9 cases of leprosy, adding that there are more cases in the other parts of the state.
Government should contribute and train many people also. There should be a training, there should be a treatment center also, like Nzara, more especially places like Maridi. Last year we have many cases from Maridi.
World Health Organization says leprosy is an age-old disease and is described in the literature of ancient civilization. It is chronic infectious disease which is caused by a type of bacteria called Mycobacterium leprea. The disease affects the skin, the peripheral nerves, mucosa of the upper respiratory tract, and the eyes. Leprosy is curable and treatment in the early stages can prevent disability. World Health Organization says apart from the physical deformity, persons affected by leprosy also face stigmatization and discrimination. Susanna Ambia is a 25 years young lady living with a disability caused by leprosy. She says she faces many challenges.
What is lacking is what to sleep on, like the mattress, bed sheets, because I want to have a long life in the community. I'm appealing to the people who can support us with some money, food, stuffs like rice, maybe beans. Someone like me can cook. It will sustain our lives.
James Abdallah Arona, Western Equatoria State Minister of Health, says the ministry lacks resources to respond to the needs of the leprosy patients across the state.
But the main challenges is because there is no fund to run that project. That is the challenge. The case of fund to facilitate, to make more mobilization so that the people will come at the centers is the great challenge. That is why the case of leprosy is not currently going the same like HIV and TB. It needs a responsible person that can take that responsibility to go direct to the Buma Payam level to mobilize and take accurate data that can feed the ministry.
He says his ministry will discuss plans for 2024 to 2027 healthy transformation projects and seek support from partners in South Sudan to address health challenges facing the state. Mbikoyo Martin Tarchizio works with the non-profit Catholic Actions in Zara. He says his office registered about 38 leprosy patients who are vulnerable.
The number of people affected by leprosy here in Zara is many, but there is no support that they are getting. They are living a very difficult life.
World Health Organization says if left untreated, leprosy can lead to nerve damage which affects the eyes, leading to muscle weakness and a loss of feeling in the arms and legs. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting in Yambio, Western Equatoria State.